Well, thanks very much, Jean Albarico. I want to talk about elections.
Yeah,
that's coming right up, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How are
yes,
you guys
is.
Doing with that so far?
Well, you know, we're doing good. It's, you know, once the ballot questions and the people on the ballot get certified, then it just kicks off a process that's just like boom, boom, boom. You know, we have lots of deadlines that we have to meet, and so we're just working down those deadlines. We did our logic and accuracy testing of the voting equipment on September 15th, and everything worked out great. And then we sent out ballots to the military and overseas voters on September 18th and 19th, which is the 40. It's a federal requirement that those get either in the mail or become available to download electronically for those voters 45 days before the election. And extracts went off to the printer, and ballots have been printed, and now they're inserting them in the envelope to be mailed out on October 9th.
Can you talk a little bit more about the logic and accuracy testing that happened on the 15th?
Yes, that's a requirement, a statutory requirement for all counties to do with their voting equipment. And the process is that we bring in teams of Democrats and Republicans who are given 25 ballots to hand mark and tabulate. And then the staff also creates a test deck that then makes sure that, you know, every name on the ballots gets a vote, and that we test overvoting and we test undervoting, which is not marking candidates and stuff. And then we have the teams come in and they tabulate them. They run their 25 ballots on the ballot marking devices that we're using. And then they also are required to listen to a couple of those ballots that have the audio on those ballot marking devices, because that allows persons with disabilities then to listen to the ballot and vote unaided. And then they print out those ballots and we run them through our scanner and make sure that everything matches the hand count total.
And what were the results?
You know, we had a couple that didn't match right off the bat. And as has always happened on a logic and accuracy testing, we went back and figured out that it was human error in tabulating the hand-counted votes.
Well, speaking of tabulating, national reports and media reports about this upcoming election have said that it's going to take longer to actually count votes. What are your thoughts on that?
We started doing this, sending everybody a mail ballot in 2013, all eligible active voters. And, you know, we've had pretty much this experience, and most counties across the state have. And since we've been doing this now, for this will be our seventh year of voting this way, is that it became just obvious the very first year we did it, and it's continued that, you know, we're human beings, and a lot of people like to wait until the last minute to do things. And so it's been pretty standard across the state that between 30 and 40% of all the ballots that are going to be returned for a particular election actually are dropped off on election day. We're going to have a record turnout for this election. And so when you have huge numbers of ballots that are dropped on election day, we have lots of steps that we have to go through before they can be scanned. We'd have to be, you know, scanned with our handheld scanners to let the system know that the ballots have been returned. We have to batch them. Our signature verifiers have to verify signatures. They have to go down to our people who are working downstairs to be taken out of the envelopes and prep for scanning and scanning. So, you know, if we get 8,000 to 10,000 ballots, which I'm thinking we might on election day, that just takes a really long time, and we're not going to get it done until maybe Wednesday or possibly, depending on how many come back, Thursday morning.
Would you prefer that people vote early?
We would love it if people have made up their mind and that they get their ballots, you know, turned in earlier, because that would save a lot of that, you know. But it just doesn't seem to be human nature. And it just, even in this past June primary where we had a lot of early returns, we still had about 6,000 ballots dropped off on election day.